Welcome to Turn the Page, the official podcast of the Syosset Public Library.
This is Jessica with a special edition episode of Turn the Page during the COVID-19 crisis. I know we did a whole series of them back when the crisis had just begun, and now they've become a little bit less frequent, but they're still important because everybody's issues are changing by the day, and we always have questions that are arising from this time. So I would like to welcome our guest today. Would you like to introduce yourself and tell us where you're from and what you'd like to speak to us about today?
Well, Jessica, thank you for having me here today. My name is Dr. Toba Weinstein, and I am a pediatric gastroenterologist at Cohen Children's Medical Center, part of Northwell Health, where I am an associate professor at Hofstra University. And I am the nutrition chair for the American Academy of Pediatrics, New York State Chapter 2. And today I am wearing the nutrition hat and talking about something that is very important, which is nutrition in children during COVID.
That is very important. I agree as a mother. And I could interject some of the things that I've seen that concern me, but I'd like to begin with you. What are some of the challenges that you have encountered or heard of during this time?
Well, the first thing that everybody was worried about with shutting down the schools was really interaction with meals and food insecurity. So many families rely on the schools to get food and nutrition.
I don't think a lot of people, at least in areas where that's not prominent, realize that. And sometimes they don't realize in their own communities that food insecurity is such an issue.
So food insecurity has become an increasing issue now that so many children who used to get lunches and breakfast at school no longer have access. And that has been set up as a program this summer in some school districts that they still make sure that they can distribute food to families who increasingly have become relying on food reimbursement through the school districts.
Yeah, that is, that's definitely true. And I know, it's a lot of kids, they've been home since what, March 13th?
Yeah, the world seemed to change March 15th, right? That was the day.
Yeah, it's very strange that a Friday the 13th was the last semi-normal day, but I think a lot of us felt that change coming. We just weren't really sure what it was going to look like.
Yeah, so starting Monday, March 16th, the world shut down, and there were a lot of issues about food, healthy eating, and what role food was going to play. And food has played a significant role. There's a lot of benefits that food has played as far as education. I know that many families used cooking as math lessons.
That's fascinating. How so? How have you heard that they've been doing it?
So as far as measurements, teaching children about ounces, cups, pints, quarts, measurements, teaspoons, tablespoons, counting what you need. It was a big family activity. And everybody has experienced shopping during the pandemic and knows that when they were walking down the cooking aisles, it has been extremely challenging to find things like yeast and flour because many individuals are using that as cooking lessons and teaching moments for math and quality time and an activity.
So that's interesting. So you kind of went from, a negative, the food insecurity to a way that families have used the pandemic and cooking for a positive. Can I ask you about snacking during the pandemic? I know that I mentioned earlier that I can tell you as a mother what I've seen that sort of concerns me because a lot of parents are working from home now with their kids.
So the big joke is during COVID-19 that we want to make sure that we don't gain the COVID-19. And given the sedentary lifestyle of our children and families sitting in front of the computers. There has been increased caloric intake, not real routine in place, a lot of mindless snacking.
Yeah.
And that has been an extremely concerning issue. So I can tell you that over the past 6 months, when children come for their checkups, the pediatricians have been seeing an increase in the weight. And even children who have food insecurity, just because the choices of food that is made is not always the healthiest.
I agree. And like I said, I mean, I think I'm guilty of it. You know, my husband and I, in the beginning of this, and my husband still, I'm back at work, but we were both working from home and it's very intense. And when your child comes to you and says, they're hungry, can I get a snack out of the pantry? And you're trying to get something done. Sometimes you just say yes. And they walk out with a bag of cookies and you're on a Zoom call and you can't be like screaming at your child to put the cookies down. And the next thing you know, they've basically eaten just so much junk. So what would you recommend? I mean, you know, we're still sort of in limbo. I know New York State is coming out of quarantine, but we're being cautious. How would you recommend families deal with some of these challenges?
So for healthy eating, first and foremost, as parents, we have to be a positive role model. We really have to have our children pattern our behaviors. You can't say no soda and sit there in front of the computer with a can of Coke.
That's
or diet
true.
Soda. It's not going to work. You need to teach them that water and low-fat milk are healthy beverages.
Kids will call you on it. They will say, but you have this. Why can't I have it? So that's true. You do have to model that for them.
You have to model that. Secondly, you have to not use food as a reward. Sit still.
Yeah.
Mommy has a work call. Sit here with a bag of cookies. If you're really good, I'll give you extra chips. That's not going to work. Food really should not be used as a reward. It can be used as an educational tool for some of the cooking classes, learning about what's healthy, learning about portion size, and also, you know, teaching children about healthy snacks. What is a healthy snack?
Do you have any suggestions for healthy snacks that some families might be able to use for our snacking children?
So you want to make sure that your children learn healthy food choices. So you want to include fruits and vegetables, cheese and yogurt, whole grain products, lean meats, poultry, fish, beans. You want to have snacks set in portion sizes. So if you have little baggies or little Tupperware containers ready to go at a level where kids can grab them right out of the refrigerator. So you have to set up a routine, make believe that tomorrow's a school day, you're running out the door to go to work and your kids have to go on the bus. Still prep those meals the night before. If you have a toddler, think about what you would have packed for them to bring to daycare. If you have a school-aged child, think about what you would pack for the next day. Plan your meals. It is more challenging now because the stores are not as well stocked as they had been in the past. So making lists is important, but you also have to improvise with the list that you make.
When you mention yogurt, because I know this comes up a lot, there is yogurt. There are different types of yogurts. The types of yogurts that kids sometimes want, like yogurts that have fun characters on them. Would that be a healthy yogurt or is that packed with sugar?
So it's like everything else. When you're shopping, you really have to read the labels. Yogurt is an excellent meal and an excellent snack, but you really have to see the fat content and the sugar content when you make your choices. And you're better off adding your own sweeteners. You're better off getting unsweetened yogurt and adding your own honey as opposed to sugars that are present. Teach your children to add raisins or to cut up their own fruit and add that in the yogurt. People say, my child's never going to eat a vegetable. My child's never going to eat fruit. But there are healthy things that you can dip fruit and dip vegetables in, and yogurt is one of them.
That's a very good point. Absolutely. That's a very good point. What about what are some of the potential risks of just sort of letting your children go feral and eat whatever is in your cupboard? Long term.
So everyone has to be mindful when they eat. Mindful eating is important for everyone. Families who sit and eat together, even during the pandemic, will spend a lot of time discussing things and having family time and less conflict. There are studies that show that families that eat together tend to be more successful. They discuss things at dinner, or if their schedule works out during the day, now that everyone's home, they can have lunch together, even better, because then they have two times to discuss during the day. And they can respect and see mom and dad are working just like you're working, just like you're, and we'll take a break and we'll all have a healthy lunch. And then you go back and do your work, or now it's summer, you go out and play and work on what you have to do. And mom and dad are going to take care of what they have to do. And then we'll meet again at 3 o'clock for a healthy snack. And then we'll meet again and just set times and try to have a routine, because a routine is important. And when people don't have a routine, they're not mindful about what they're eating and they mindlessly snack. And they'll pick up fatty and greasy foods. They'll pick up sweets, cookies. And not that cookies are a bad thing, because again, with the cooking, you can make cookies at home that are very healthy. You can make sure that you cook with whole grains and with oats and use brown sugar instead of regular sugar. Substitute applesauce as a sweetener. Be careful about what type of oils that you use. All of these things are going to help children. And if you're helping your child, you're going to help yourself.
Well, thank you so much for sharing this information with us. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
I just want to let everybody know that on the New York State American Academy of Pediatrics Chapter 2 website, there are many brochures that are available for parents to read about healthy eating. There's a brochure on feeding your healthy infant, toddler, and preschool child that talks about a lot of the tips about avoiding soda and sugar-sweetened drinks. In the older age child, avoiding a lot of the sports drinks or the power drinks that have added caffeine. Trying to, again, pattern that caffeine and coffee is not a great drink for school-age children. Again, physical activity, very important. And since children are at home on the computer, you kind of want to limit their television, computer time, and have families and children sit in front of the TV or the computer while they're eating. To really focus on food, make food part of your life in a very healthy way.
Well, thank you again. I'm certainly going to look up some of these tips myself because my kids are still at home and we're still not really sure what the school year is going to bring. And I know that a lot of families in the community will be very grateful for this information.
Thank you for inviting me, Jessica.
You're very welcome. You're welcome back anytime. So once again, this was Jessica, and my guest today was
Dr. Tobel Weinstein from Cohen Children's Medical Center, Division of Pediatric Gastroenterology and Nutrition, and Chair of the AAP Chapter 2 Nutrition for New York State.
And we are going to close this chapter of Turn the Page.
It's time to close this chapter of Turn the Page. Join us for the next episode.